wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
What's up, people? It's your boy. We got Dizzy in the building. Also, we have a special guest, 11. What's up, everybody?
What's good?
SL World, 5M, Steam, Instagram, Facebook, all of that. What's good with y'all, man?
Shout out to everybody. Episode 3, we talking about Lovin's Dances. We got to get them out the way. I have a question for both of y'all. How long have y'all been doing Lovin's, and what made you quit?
So, like, for me, I've been doing, like, I took a 7-year break from SL and then came back, and I ended up finding out, like, that they were doing it differently by getting on mic and moaning and stuff like that. So, I did it for a short period of time, so I could say probably about, like, 9 months maximum, and then what made me quit is that, like, it became a competition thing. People, you know, pocket watching and, you know, people not understanding the self-care and walking away from the computer, you right. know, to take care of their responsibilities.
Damn.
So, like, that just made me, like, walk away from it because, you know, like, when we play SL, we, you know, we all play it for fun, but, like, treating Lovin's like it's your 9-to-5 for real and you can't pay attention to the crazy. Things that's important on the daily is crazy, so... That's what made me kind of step away from it. Just the drama, mainly.
Okay. What about you, Dizzy?
I did Lovin's for about, like, 2 or 3 months, bro.
2 or 3 months?
Yeah, it was 2 or 3. It was quick, fast, and in a hurry for me, right? And as we get to the episode, I'm going to get, like, why I quit, right? Because, well, so, the moment that I quit. No, my shit is hilarious, though, right?
And I got... So this question, like... So did y'all do it for the money... Or was it trying to get off, or was it both? Like, cause I'm a consumer.
For me, it was the bust nuts, for real, and get paid the bust nuts. Like, what's some real freak boy shit, right? Like,
come on.
And when you first get like a loving story and shit like that, right? Of course, you experience it on the furniture and shit like that, right? Okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? And it was a whole different experience. If you fucking without Lovin's. You playing yourself 100%.
Yeah, you is playing yourself. Okay.
Playing
right.
yourself.
A little different.
You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself because it's the because you get this stuff right in a long distance of it, you get the mental and you get the physical right. Whenever you looking at, you know what I'm saying, your avatar do what they do, right? Beats, right? Right. So when you see Avatar doing what they're doing, they bouncing up and down, and your toy vibrating off the bounces and shit like that.
Bouncing up and down, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They bouncing up and down. You know what I'm saying? Your motherfucking shit turned on. You know what I'm saying? If she give a head, they give it a little suction on the motherfucking max too. It's crazy work, right?
Right.
It's a whole different experience. You add that with a little bit of motherfucking self warming lube, and you in there.
For me, it wasn't mainly for the money because me. If you know me very well, I've been on here since 2011.
Okay.
I'm like a comedian. I love the people. I love talking to the people.
Right.
So I just had the personality for it. So, you know, I just did it for the fun, you know.
Got
so,
you.
Okay. You know, it started getting out of line for other people because they really did make it about the money. And then it caused a lot of drama. And then it got to the point where the girls start fucking the club owners and shit.
Hey,
and
yo.
Doing a whole bunch of...
They're fucking yeah, the nah, club nah, owners?
Yeah. 100%.
For a bigger
I ain't gonna
percentage?
Lie. I hit the club owner.
Come on, man.
I hit the club owners.
You gotta write the book, man.
They getting the money anyway, so you know what I'm saying? Why not return that to me whenever I come dancing?
So wait, did you just do it because you wanted to do it, or was you trying to get a percentage or something?
No, you talking about fucking with the club owner?
Yeah, the club owner.
It didn't even work out like that. Like me and this specific club owner, we was cool. Like, and I fucked with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. It was just so happened that she had a Lovin's club. Okay, cool, bet. Like, I know what you want. I know you want you getting bread out here. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Fuck it. Let me come work at your club. You know what I'm saying? Like we started off as friends, and then you know what I'm saying, that first instant moan, she was dropping that motherfucking bag in my motherfucking tip drawer. Shit, like that's just.
I what know that that's was. Right.
Okay. All right.
You dropping that bag? You dropping that dick?
Okay. Now, let me stop. Yeah, I'm dropping that dick to your friend. And it was that though, but outside of that, like it was a cooler relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, it was a cooler relationship.
So my question is this too. So as a consumer, because both of y'all, you know, y'all dancers and all that stuff like that, you know, used to be dancers. Like, I don't know if they fake moaning or being for real. So like, was people fake moaning? Like, do you know? Like, how can
now,
I tell?
Now for me, I did feel like some girls were fake moaning. Some girls did admit to doing it, like, you know, chatting up in the DMs, like, oh, what? Girl, don't moan for these motherfuckers. They gonna pay anyway.
Damn.
Type shit. But, like, it's just like, you know, for me, I was really moaning because, you know, if that toy going off on turbo, shit, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm moaning for real. You know okay. what I'm saying? I can't speak right. for everybody else, but, you know, sometimes it would sound like a zoo in there. Like, it would sound like you know, going through a zoo and it'd be like, you know, goddamn hyena shit going on. And I'm like, that's not, in my mind, that's not how a female supposed to sound. Maybe I'm wrong.
You gotta have them premium plus balls, right? I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. You gotta have them premium plus balls, all right? But, for men, it's a way to fake it. Me, I never faked it. You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to, again, I did lovin's to bust nuts. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I was there to bust nuts. You
bro,
know what I'm saying?
Like, crazy the way you worded that, bro. That sounds hella wild. You gotta go. That's what I'm saying, bro. This might be your last episode, bro. You wilded up. Come on.
I told you this was gonna be raw, really uncut.
It's too raw, man. The only raw one see is Monday night.
You know what? Fuck it. All right. I did love is to ejaculate. All right. Okay. That's what it
you
is.
Know the right.
You can't.
I can't even judge him because he a man. You right. Now, don't lie now. Sometimes the moans were sounding good. You know. Right. You know,
I'm gonna be honest. So for me as a consumer, anytime I would go to like the clubs and stuff like that. It was me and somebody else. We would play League of Legends. Like, me and Country and a couple other people, we would just play the game, and I would just park my avatar because it was certain times where we didn't have, like, places to, like, hang out and all that stuff, and that was our hangout. So I would be watching Law & Order and other stuff. Like, I wasn't really listening to the moans because it's an open moan where everybody can listen and probably get off on the tips that, you know, that I'm tipping, and they're like, oh, good job, man. Keep on tipping.
Now,
like,
that
dang.
Is true. Now, when you said that, like, there are some people that paid for, like, private calls because they right. felt like if they paid a certain amount, like, say if you paid, like, 2K, 5K, whatever you was paying, you would want that moan to be special for you instead of that person moaning out loud for everybody else. And you like, hey, like, I paid you that 5K. That right. man shouldn't be listening
not the special
to the moan that's supposed to be for me. So, yeah, like, they used to do it privately. That was the thing that they was doing along the side. You know right. what I'm saying? Some club owners, they agreed to that. Like, you can, if you got a client that's paying you big money and you want to go ahead and do that privately in the box, do what you do.
Right.
So, yeah.
I get that 100%. I definitely get the whole, because it makes it more personal. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
Instead of people just being in the club. Hey, I said that last night, like, low key, when I dropped it, in Pinx Club. Hey, man, I can't hear for the free moan.
You might get banned after this episode. Every club gonna start banning you because now you know you got your intro and everything. They gonna know who you are.
I can't hear for the free moan. Shit, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But
I came for this.
You came for this, Miss 11. No, you came for this. This is Raw, Real, and Uncut. All right.
Listen.
At the end of the day, whenever you go to a club, right? If I already heard the same 6 or 7, 8 girls that you got on the stage again, and guess what? It did not move me.
I ain't gonna lie. Some people, I retired from, you know, my booty club days, but some people right. be wanting me to come back because some people miss that moan. Like, hey, you know, the girls is sounding like they coming from out of the zoo. We need Jeez. You back a little bit. You know, you need to come back. And I'm like, hey, I think about it because the drama, I just don't want to deal with it because girls would do pay shit and get in the nigga box like, ugh, you like 11 moan or you like this bitch moan. Why you tipping them? Otherwise, tip me. Don't tip her all the money. Then there'll be some jealous ass shit going on. But it's like, if that man like my moan, let him pay. Like, that shit corny. Don't get in no nigga box and tell him what to do with his money.
So
like,
wait.
You know what I'm saying? That shit.
So
I just got one question. So wait, you telling me that people, other females and just that work at the club will get in your client's box and basically try to take your client and be like, oh, don't tip her because such and such, and just straight up hating.
Yeah, that type of shit. So that type of shit would go on. They'll be like, ugh, you find her attractive, or like the guy, he'll like TP down, right? Mm-hmm. And he'll be silent for a few minutes trying to figure out who he want to tip. And so, you know, 9 times out of 10, if he my clientele, of course, he came for me. He going to show me love, but he might show a few of the other girls love if he like they moan.
Damn.
So it's like, once they see that man tip me, pop me about 6K, he would tell me, like, these bitches in my box and they telling me not to tip you. He would copy and paste and show me exactly what they saying. And I'm like, that's crazy. Like, because I would never do that. Like, for me, the whole, it'd be a whole fake woman empowerment thing. You know what I'm saying? They'll be all trying to be cool with you, and then when they find out you the bitch making the most money, they'll be like, oh, let me get on the pole with her and let's do a duo and dance together, even though I really don't like the bitch, but we can make money together. It's like, that shit is corny to me, though, because when your clientele come, I ain't got to get in that nigga box and be like, tip me, don't tip her, because that shit is just corny to me. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. It don't make no sense.
You just gotta wait your turn
if you're not that bitch. Then you're not that bitch, you know what I'm saying? Your time will come. Maybe somebody will like that moan, you know, and may pay you. But don't do that to other people.
Right. But it's also this, like, we didn't as for the guys, like, it wasn't really like about like the competition like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's more of like just the
female thing. Niggas wasn't doing that.
So Dizzy, it wasn't no hating ass nigga like, yo, don't tip this nigga Dizzy. He be doing this, he be doing that.
I never got a message like that. Like, it wasn't even on that type of time. And like, everybody was it felt like whenever the clientele came in, right? Like, everybody was on stage. Sometimes it'd be a whole bunch of dudes. It would be dudes, and then it'd be females. And then we had, like, male-only sets, right?
Right.
And when we had, like, our male-only sets, it was just, like, a whole bunch of dudes. Like, it was dudes. We all was kicking it. We all was all of that, right? We all was talking our shit. But when it came down to like the females coming in and shit like that, we made it more personal for them. You know what I'm saying? It's a personal experience. That's just how I looked at that. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like the only time that it was drama for niggas is if a boyfriend came in that bitch and, you know, like, say if you got a bitch and she like, I'm about to go support this one stripper nigga. That nigga might be mad because his bitch about to go pay a whole nother nigga to moan. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. Then it'd be drama. Like, you got my bitch over there paying you, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's then it'd be drama. For some people, for some, not all. Yeah. But he'll be on some shit like that.
But then in regards to this, though, right? That's a nigga that ain't secure with himself, because at the end of the day, or he ain't got his household secure because, hey, yo, look, right? What the fuck do you need to go do any of that? Right. I'm only your fucking ear. What are you talking about, girl?
Right.
Right.
I was in a situation like that. But the thing about it is, I'm not going to check the guy. I'm going to check her. Because when dudes do that, that shit is weird. Like, yo, don't check him. He making his bag. I'm not going to hate on him. I'm going to start, you know what I mean? I'm going to get at her like, yo, what you doing? Like, you shouldn't. And if my thing is this, I don't mind, like, my girlfriend going like to clubs like that, tipping another dude. If they want to, you know, have a good time, go ahead. But you out here, if you tipping like 50K and all that, like, you got to.
Now you doing too much.
Now it's like, hold on. But, you know.
Hey, guess what? He ain't doing shit, but he ain't doing shit, but soaking it up.
Right.
Oh, God.
And it became this too, right? And a lot of people didn't realize this when it came down to it. And just give me 1 second. I gotta come back to that.
Right.
And I got you.
So, 1 second.
Go ahead.
My question is this too. Since we on this topic, would you ever date a lovin's dancer? And let's just say a dude want to date you, right? And then you've been dancing, and all of a sudden the dude say, "Hey, I'm gonna need you to stop dancing." Would he have to like give you money because that's how you make your money. Not saying that you broke or something, but like, you don't want to, you probably don't want to upload. So would you rock with them, or it's like, I don't know.
It just depends on the type of person that the person is. It just depends. For me, I don't give a fuck about that shit. Cause like I said, ever since I made my account, I went into, like, I used to be a host, and then I came from being a host and making gestures, and then I went straight to the club, and that was my thing. And I had great friends in the club. So to me, that shit don't bother me. None of that shit don't make me jealous. Cause like, I like people to be themselves and be open. I never try to change people and tell them who to be. Like, your SL is your SL. However you want to do your shit is how you do your shit. So there ain't no way that I could be jealous about anything, because I know every single one of us play this game for different reasons. Some people come here to date. Some people come here to strip. Some people come on here to jack off. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different reasons. So I can't judge you. I became, and then I had, like, I was part of the fandom world as well. So I got my money kind of on that side too. So, you know, I wasn't just banking off of the Lovin's Club. Like, I had other ways to get money, and it was different for me. Like I said, I had my gesture store going. I had, you know, I even ran 3 clubs of my own at one point. But, you know, even that becomes a competition, because all the owners want to argue and be like, oh, I got the best club, and don't go over there and support that owner. Like, it just became a drama thing.
If you do this on a white grid, they go get your money. They don't care, right?
Right.
We do what we do as a black society. It's like, oh, I see that old girl is getting 50, 60K a night. You know what I'm saying? How come I ain't getting 50, 60K a night? My avatar look better than hers. Right. It always be that. It's always something like that.
It's with black always people. Gonna be that shit. Always.
Yeah, it's always that.
But is it one
but
of
it's
them?
It's never a thing where somebody trying to act like they better than somebody. Like I said, I'm just a female that comes with personality. Like me, like, I got the voice for it. Some niggas get turned on by my shit. They get turned on by me talking my shit. Because, you know, you got your females that got their little prissy ass voice, and they like, oh, thank you. And then you got the bitches like, nigga, you gonna motherfucking show me that dick. You gonna do this. You gonna pay me. And some niggas might be like, oh, that bitch turning me the fuck on. That's the one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But then if it's a boring bitch, she ain't gonna turn that nigga on. She ain't gonna get them tips. And I done told females that, like, y'all be thinking just because y'all invest in all the mesh heads and these mesh bodies and shit, and, you know, you just think, oh, I'm the pretty girl, I'm going to get all these tips. Like, no, if you ain't got no conversation going, that nigga going to get tired of hearing your moan. Just like he just said a few minutes ago, like, I hear the same fucking moan every day. If you ain't doing nothing else to turn me on, then you going to flop. I'm going to go to the next bitch. You ain't got shit going. That simple as that. So
my thing with that, like, when it comes to Lovin's Dancers, my biggest... Like, how is it that you're doing Lovin's every day, 4 different clubs? We hear your moan all the time. Same people on your list. You're not on your period. Like, you don't take a break. You don't want to take a break.
Oh, my God. I thought the same thing. I had that conversation. Like, we all have our cycle at some point. There's no way that you're taking that toy. And not even that. Like, it's the cleanliness of it. Like, do you even clean your toy? Like, oh, anything God. Like
do
that?
You, what, do you,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just putting that shit all up yourself.
Come on.
No, but it's also this talk, too, right? Like, I heard it from a female in one of the things, right? And the chick that I used to talk to, I will not put her name out there. But she said this, like, she was like this, like, yeah, like, I use a dummy or I use something different, and I will put it like I rest on my clip, because we know that how the female anatomy works is that it doesn't, you can still pee with a tampon in it. Am I correct? Like, we know
right.
So they would just put it on their clip and call it what it is. They wouldn't insert anything in there.
Yeah, it's I heard that too. You're not lying about that. They wouldn't put the whole thing inside. Yeah, if they was on their period. I heard that they would put it on their clip more so.
Yeah, they put it on their clip. And it's also real life too, right? Like, strippers go to work bleeding. Let me tell you what they do. In real life, let me tell you what they do. They take a fucking, like, a makeup brush, right? A clean makeup brush, and they put it inside their coochie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they go to work.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I heard of things like that. But like I said, for me, when my cycle come, I just don't do that shit. For me, I'm speaking for myself.
I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? Because some people, their bleeding is more heavy than other girls. Right, so it's right. You can't be doing that shit.
It's something. It's some loving dancers that told me that, like, yo, look, I ain't at the club this week because you know what it is, and I, you know what I'm saying? Okay, cool. It is what it is.
So I got. Let's get to the dumb shit. Have y'all ever heard a kid in the background? Let's get to it.
Yes. I just talked about that.
Oh my god.
Yes, I was like, I would hear kids talk about mommy, I'm hungry, knocking on the door. It's just like when it's getting to that point, it's like you need to, this is what I'm talking about when it comes to the priorities. Like anybody, okay, I get it. You can do love-ins when your kids fall asleep. Cool. They sleep anyways.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's cool. But like, if you know you ain't wake up, feed your kids, they just running around, making all that noise in the background, it doesn't become exciting for the man. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you moaning, then the child be like, mommy, are you okay? Because they think you dying, something going on in that room. It's just like, at this point, if you got a child, that's okay. I'm not knocking nobody. That's a parent. You know what I'm saying? But just make sure that your kids are asleep and they done ate and took their baths and did their homework. You know, still do your mommy and daddy duties. That's all I'm saying. Right. Because that's not a turn on for a man to be hearing your child saying that they hungry. And if you ain't feed that child, you damn sure ain't feed yourself. Jeez. So that shit is just out of the line. You know what I'm saying? Damn.
But no, I didn't heard worse today. I didn't heard, a chick was doing lovers in the closet.
What?
No, crazy.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Hey, Daly, I bullshit you.
I'm out of here.
Hey, Daly, in the closet, my nigga. Hey, look, her grandma opened up the motherfucker.
Not the grandmother. Not Betty White. Come on.
I was like, what?
No, not grandma.
She was listening to Mad Lie. Come on, man.
What the fuck? But no, back to what I was saying, though. Man. The reason, it was the reason why I quit, right?
Okay.
And this is what you got to understand for men, right?
Okay.
For men, that's not faking, right? And we was talking about the faking subject, right? For men, that's not faking. You got to keep your dick hard, right?
Yeah, and you do.
You got to keep your dick hard, right? And we know this as men because this is our anatomy. If we're not turned on or our toy is not turned on, right? We get no pleasure from it, right?
Exactly.
So we gonna go soft. So what I did was to circumvent that, right? I would watch porn during my set, right?
Okay.
And
you a freaky ass thing. There you go.
No. This is real shit though, right? So let me go before. So I used to watch porn during my set and shit like that, just so I can still be stimulated and turned on. Because if my toy wasn't bouncing the fuck around, right? Like I gotta be turned on.
Yeah.
And I'm watching porn and no homo, I'm stroking my shit, you know what I'm saying? Keeping myself warmed up and everything else like that, just in case anything happened, right? And I really thought about it. And it was at a set with all men. I'm like, we all sitting here quiet. I got my dick hard. I got this toy on and I'm watching porn. And I looked around, it's all men in here. I was like, hey, yo. These niggas is doing the same thing. I'm in the middle of a circle jerk.
It's a circle jerk.
I never looked at it like that.
Bro, yeah. You know,
I ain't gonna lie. Woman, I used to get drunk during my sets
That moment is the moment I said, you know what? This is my last night doing this, bro. I was in the middle of a circle jerk.
It's a whole bunch of niggas.
We
all quiet.
So wait. Now I got a question for you because I can't imagine. Like I never. I can't picture myself doing that. Just out of the simple fact, one, I'm gonna have to derender all the guys.
I turn them down. You turn all of them down.
And then you have some guys that probably not gonna turn them down.
Them bitches down because I don't want to hear your fucking moan, bro. You can't be your moan can't be overlapping mine. Now that shit just weird to me. Like I'm gonna turn your shit down. I'm sorry. I want to hear nothing but me, baby. I'm sorry.
Right.
That's just me.
Yeah, no, I turned all the dudes down. The female state I'm gonna value all the dudes.
But you got to remember this too, Dizzy. It's some niggas that probably didn't turn you down. And that's a wild. Niggas had a Diddy
too,
party.
That's true too, right? That's true too. Guess what? Guess what? I was like, you know what? Never again. But and when I was doing it, the money I was making, I was making little shit ain't. You know what I'm saying? It was like, nah, bro. Like this ain't you, right? Mm-hmm. This ain't you. bro. Like you don't have to get down and expose yourself in public like this. Like your moans and everything else like that. Whatever the fuck you doing, like how you get down, your sex life, that's supposed to be sacred, bro. That's supposed to be for your partner. You know what I'm saying? And it really wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Like it really wasn't.
So, now, luckily, I didn't have to depend off of lovin's because, you know, I work in real life. So if I ever wanted to upload, I'm going to upload. But like I said, I didn't do it for money purposes. And I would even go support other owners and the strippers. I would go up in there, you know, the big ass diamond in the middle of the club. I tip that shit. So it tipped all the dancers. I show everybody love. And my thing about it, like I always told people, like you could be a dancer for somebody else, but how about you take that money that you making and open your own club and run it the way you want to? Because there was just certain things that people didn't like. And it was always drama. And I'm like, shit. If you making that money every night, open your own shit. You know what I'm saying? And do what the fuck you want to do.
But there lies the problem, right? Because this is the reality of life in general. Everybody on SL want to be a motherfucking chief and don't even know how to be it.
Yeah, that's true.
That is a fact.
Everybody on SL want to be a fucking chief but don't even know how to be a fucking Indian.
They don't know how to lead a group, and they don't know how to be a boss.
Not even that though, right? Whenever you open up something, right? You have to manage your employees. They don't even know how to manage employees.
Yep, they don't.
Because guess what? It ain't no motherfucking rocket science to this. But guess what? What if I'm coming in and I'm doing? I come right out the gate, and what's my instructions? What's my job description? They need to put a fucking job description down.
Yeah.
How you support?
Yeah, at one point I feel like they was just hiring anybody. If you said that you a stripper, like, they was just hiring anybody. Copy and paste. I was like, that shit crazy.
Yeah, copy and paste. I mean, not even a copy and paste shit though, right? I mean this, right? Like, you didn't give nobody no motherfucking playbook or no rule book. Yeah, you got rules in the club, but guess what? All the strip club rules was the same fucking thing. Hey, look, if they tip you more than $2,500, they get a wheel spin on you and whatever it lands on, that's what you gotta do. All the clubs was doing that, right?
Yeah, so they were.
It becomes a thing of oversaturation, right? Yeah, you making money here, right? But now you want to open up your own shit, and then you doing the same shit at your last club.
That somebody else did, right?
And like, what the fuck? Like, that's oversaturation.
That was the thing that I hated, too. Like, if you open the club, stop doing the same shit that everybody else do. Because your club got to be different from somebody else's. Doing the contest and doing the board and doing the little spinning wheel, everybody's doing that. That shit is old and over with. You know what I'm saying? So, when I built my club, I had different floors. I had a BDSM room. I had a pool room. I even fucking built a studio in my shit. I just went crazy and put a whole bunch of shit up in there to make it different because I wanted karaoke night, whatever you call it, and have people joning each other, something like that. Like, you never even had a strip club where people can jone each other. You don't have that type of stuff no more. Now you just, if you say the wrong thing, you get fucking banded because they take it too seriously. Like, oh, if you go come in here and join in my club, you got to get the fuck out. And now it's boring. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
yeah. So, what I used to hate about like strip clubs a lot is like, my thing is this. If I go to a strip club, I just want to hear a chick moan. I don't like, I guess maybe it's for them, like the whole dress up. I don't care about the anime stuff and all that. It's like, you can dress however you want to dress. I mean, I guess it's like to spice it up. But at the end, it's still the same on. It's still the same stuff. It is what it is. So for me, it's like, I don't understand that part. And also, have y'all ever had a stalker when y'all was doing the lovin's? Like, they just like came to your skybox or your land and you was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, the set is over with.
Yeah, I had that type of shit happen before. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you a funny story. And it was fucked up, but I had my land unlocked and I walked away, you know, but it was late night type shit. And I came back and somebody's avatar was like between the cheeks of my avatar. Hey,
I got it.
They was on their knees with their face between my avatar's like ass. And they was like, I'm so sorry. I know that you went AFK, but I was just obsessed with that ebony ass or something he said. God. I was like, that is insane. Oh, yeah, he hit me and he beat out.
No. He was trying to get you to fend off him. You should have called him back. You could have got all his change.
Oh my God.
Well, he did. He paid me money though. Like,
okay. he was trying to get you to fend off him. That's the pose right there. You put your ass in their face.
But it was so probably weird. And I was like, really? Like, your face was between my cheeks though. Like, you really came to TP to do that.
Yeah, because it's also this, and this is, I do a lot of reading about, like, people kinks and shit like that, right? Like, just about sexuality in itself. Like, they do that because you basically denying them the pussy. Like, you'll never get this, right? Like, that's what it is. You can put your motherfucking face in my ass because that's supposed to be grotesque to them, right? Like, you can sniff it. You can do all of that shit. It's supposed to be grotesque to them. It's that. Like, your pussy is kind of like a,
reward. Kind of in a way.
Right, yeah.
Reward. Man, what?
No, but I know what you mean because I have that type of role play as a fandom. The white man, they love to get smothered by the white Kirby. I mean, not the white, the black Kirby black woman chicks, on the side. Black they love that shit. Okay. They love
that's what Spider was into.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, that's the shit that he was into. Okay, he was probably one of them. Why you think he could never pay nobody back? You know what I'm saying? Why you think he couldn't pay nobody? Because he was too busy putting his motherfucking butt in.
A couple of them chicks got some free bodies or whatever, you know.
They got the free bodies, right.
I would do a thing where, like, I'd be like, you got to pay me if you want to get a breath of air. If you don't pay, then I'm just going to sit on your face. And that shit was making a nigga go crazy. Like, I'm going to keep on paying for each fucking, you know, few minutes that she smothered me. So it was kind of like a turn on. It gave a nigga a thrill. And then they like, shit, I don't want to breathe. I'll just sit between your ass cheeks all day. And I'll just keep paying you until I get tired type shit. Yeah. So that's the way that I did it, you know. So
they used to do all of that. Niggas used to get stuffed in lockers. I didn't see it happen. I done seen it happen.
Niggas got feet fetishes. They love feet.
Yeah, they like to get stuff in lockers whenever they like to basically be bullied, almost kind of like bullied, and you take their money away from them. You drain their pockets.
They like that shit. They do.
They like that, bro. They're crazy work.
So
what I would do when I go to that side, I tell the white man, I'm like, get your motherfucking ass over here and put your motherfucking face between my cheeks. They be like, yes, goddess, do what the fuck I say, bitch. And they be loving that shit. They love that shit.
So I have one question, the last question. So what do y'all think about it was me and Dizzy going to that one spot and they was moaning for 20, was it 20 lindens? It was 20 fucking lindens.
20 lindens?
Yeah, so you get 15 crazy. Seconds. So what you think about that? Would you ever do something like that?
Hell no. I'm not doing that motherfucking shit. What the hell doing that?
That's 8 cents. I mean, people say money is money.
80 cents is crazy.
Well, no, it's not 80. It's only 8. It's only 8 cents. So it's only 8 cents.
Oh,
which is
okay.
Worse. It's not a lot, but they had a lot of catwood heads and all the other stuff like that. So, like, do you think
catwood heads is insane?
No, think about it like this though, Daily, for real, right? That was the motherfucker. That was the bargain. That was the Saturday sell a lovin's club.
It was. You get your money worth.
That's the bargain being a lovin's club. And guess what though? When we was over there,
okay,
that motherfucker was packed out. Am I correct?
It was packed. It was packed.
Okay, now they get their money, y'all.
They get it back.
Because guess what? Everybody spending the motherfucking, everybody going, that's a good, I think that's a good marketing strategy for this simple reason being, right? motherfuckers is going to be there to spend the money. Who the fuck don't have 20 L's? Who the fuck don't
have
that?
Yeah, that's true. Now, your ass is broke if you ain't got 20 L's.
That is true.
I don't know what to tell your ass.
You have 20 right. L's. You can legit pay $11 a month, right? And every Tuesday, they're going to send you 300 L's. So you can go right the fuck over there and go crazy. Damn. Every Tuesday.
Yo, the way you said it, man, it sounds so wild, bro. Like, go crazy. Like,
they gonna go crazy. They gonna spend their whole bag. They gonna spend their whole bag. Think about it. You gonna be on the toy for 300 L's. What was 300 L's on the motherfucking price list? If you can pull it up, you can tell me.
That's like 300 L's. 90 seconds, I think.
damn near 90 seconds. So that's right. A minute and a fucking half. Right. And I'm keep going. 90 seconds, 300, 300,
right. 300, 300, 300, 300.
Yeah, right?
That shit gonna add up.
It's gonna add up, right? And the girls probably just doing this shit. They foreign. You know what I'm saying? They ain't no black chick. Shit. Black chick,
that's bread for them. You right.
Right, that's bread
right,
for them.
Right, it is.
The Indian chick did the motherfucking did all of that shit for what? How much?
Yeah,
how much
she did it for like $10 to do my website.
$10. She did the whole website, and you know that over there, that's damn near 2,000 rupees, nigga. You done gave her a whole motherfucking village bread, nigga. Like you done gave her.
I was on my Jesus. I was breaking bread. Like, all right, okay.
You gave him a goat. Some motherfucker, hey, good, not even regular, nigga, they got soda pop with that, nigga. They got
that's
pop
crazy.
That.
That's crazy.
So in that dynamic shit, hey, yo, look, if you gonna work here, shit, you gonna get paid, because guess what? Y'all ain't doing, if you think about it like this, right? A nigga buzz your toy for 20, for the let's say Pen X Club, 400 L's, right?
Right.
That was only 15 seconds on low.
That's true.
Yeah. No, but another thing that gets on my nerves about the club is that they overprice so the owners can pay their tier. Like, you know, with the tip jars, they take a high percentage on purpose because they need that club to continue to run. So they'll take like 50%, 60%, as much it is.
50% is
yeah,
crazy.
They'll do that's that. Cool. They'll do that too. So they can pay their tier. So that's another reason why I backed up from it, because it's more about you as a club owner keeping your club. But then you taking a big percentage out of the strippers' tip jars. Like, when I came out with my clubs, I didn't take no percentage from people like that. I wanted them to make their whole entire bag. Okay. That's just me. I'm not trying to take shit from you. See, that's the difference. You got the people doing it for money, and they going to take a high percentage out of your tip jar, and you got the people that just already got money, and they doing the shit for fun, and they ain't taking shit from nobody. And I was just one of them that didn't take shit from nobody. I wanted you to make your bag. I'm really the bitch that wanted you to win, versus you working for somebody else, and they like, well, I need my club to keep on running, so they going to pay my tier. I'm going to take a percentage. So it was shit like that, too. Right. So, and then, like I said, the females was fucking on their clientels and stuff like that.
Crazy work.
And like I said, you got to understand being an escort, and you got to understand being a dancer. You know what I'm saying? Those are two different things. If you just want to fuck, you just want to fuck. That's cool.
But you know
what I'm saying? But then, if you're going to be a stripper, you're going to be a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but it's more than that, though, right? Because it's this, too. And if you ever was around a strip gang, not only are the strippers fucking on their clientele, but guess what they doing? They fucking the other niggas and other chicks that's in the club.
Oh.
Yeah, they doing that too.
Because guess what? You sitting there horny all motherfucking day, right? You playing with a toy, it be buzzing, you know what I'm saying? It got your little motherfucking spot wet, it got your motherfucking dick hard, right? And guess what? This motherfucking chick, she fire, she sound good. And guess what? This what it'll be too. It'll be a thing of, okay, I'm on a dance floor as a male, right? I'm doing my motherfucking thing. She like how I'm on. I'm going to share the wealth with her anyway. I'm going to try to build it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, if I got 20K, shit, here go four. And then guess what that 4K become? A whole fuck session? For real.
Damn.
You getting the booty in the money.
That's crazy work. Come on, man.
I'm dying. I can say, like, for real, I ain't never fucked none of my clientele ever. Ever. Okay. You know, because I felt like they was already doing that shit with, you know, multiple girls anyway. Like, nigga, you already get enough pussy. What you need it from me for? You know what I'm saying? Stop acting like you just coming up in the club tipping. You know your ass be getting some ass after the session.
No, it is what it is.
You really don't need me for that. You don't.
I ain't fucking up my clientele anyway. Because at the end of the day, like, I knew that had a limit, right? Okay. And that's what it is, too. If your motherfucking ass been doing loving for 3 or 4 fucking years, and you ain't upgraded to anything, you ain't figure out how to fucking mesh nothing, you ain't figure out shit, bro, what the fuck are you doing? Stop.
Some
doing
of them dancers, they just get all that money and go to them events and spend money. Like, they not even like trying to, like any money that I touch, I try to invest in myself, like to keep generational wealth coming. Why would you want to continue to go spend the money on events and shit? For what?
Yeah,
like, just run your own shit.
Invest back into yourself, and invest back into your body, because guess what? Some of y'all motherfucking lovers, dancers, y'all not little lookers.
Right. They be looking toe up.
They be looking little rough.
I'm talking like,
I'd be looking a little rough, wrist look hella fat.
Little 5M, the Second Life. They've been on here for years. I love them old strippers, man. Shout out to the old strippers that been, you know, the golden girls, man. I love the OGs, man.
Hey, yo, look, at this point, bring back the motherfucking emo dance.
Right. Bring back them, man. I love a paragraph.
I was writing my clients and all that. And then they actually loved to hear my voice. They was paying me just for conversation. At one point, I was these motherfuckers' therapists at this point, but they loved it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like if you go to Hooters and you go to the restaurant and you get drunk. Them girls got big asses and big boobs. And then if they know how to give good conversation, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to tip the bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's why I be trying to tell people. They don't be listening.
Yeah, as a
that's
consumer,
why they be losing their money.
I will walk in there just for like regular conversation, like because I'm playing my game. Like I'm parking my avatar, playing the game, and that's that. It wasn't because how am I gonna get off when it's other dudes and everybody else? Like how Dizzy was talking, it's fucking Lord of the Ring. Everybody got their swords out, and then I don't like when dudes talking to me. Like when they did the mixtures, I only liked it when it was just a female set, because when it's males and females, don't hit me up. Then you walk up towards me with your dick out talking about, did you see the basketball game? Nigga, back up. I'm going to block your ass. Render your back ass. Up. What are you doing?
You got your dick out, bro.
You in the helicopter with his dick in the
helicopter. Hey, the helicopter is crazy. No, hey, no. It, no. I'm going to tell you another experience, right? When I first walked into a lovers club, right?
Oh, my God.
So I'm tipping this one chick, right, and I don't know no better. So I'm, you know what I'm saying? It's like I'm doing 2,500 at a time. Boom, 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 I'm busting her down. My man's, he was like, "Hey, yo, you know you got 5 wheel spins, right?" I'm like, "What the fuck is wheel spins?" He was like, "Oh, you could just spin this wheel. I spin it for you." Hey, nigga, ain't my wheel spins.
He said, "I'm gonna go."
Come on, man.
Let me tell you what I learned. I learned that guess what? He was staying in the club for the free bowls.
Okay. Shout out to that nigga. He ain't shit.
Shout out to that nigga for me, man. That nigga spit the wheel for me 5 times. I'm like, nigga, hold on. No, I supposed to be clicking myself. He was like, you can, but I got you. I'm like,
that nigga said, I got you. I got you.
God bless
him. He got me. I said, hey, like, I can't, nigga, I'm handicapped or something. Nigga, I can't.
I need to spin the wheel for you. Like, yo, freaky ass.
Wait, how the fuck you get excited off my money? It was mine.
Right, that's crazy.
You're giving back to the community. Well,
I was giving back to the community.
I'm going to be honest. I ain't got no more questions. This was a good episode. It was crazy as hell. I'm happy for having 11 on here. Shout out to Dizzy. Episode 4. I don't even know what it's going to be about.
Episode 4.
I'm excited. Every time you post some shit, I'm going to be right there waiting.
I'ma make it rain, bitch. I'ma throw some 20s, ain't got no motherfucking change, bitch. Do you want this money? Yeah. Then she keep on hollering. Yeah. Then she say she wanna go and wait for after party. Yeah. In my fucking house, ho. Put it in your mouth, ho.